Let's hear about your 62-year-old man with a Del 5q.
Right, so that patient obviously presented with lower risk MDS, classical deletion 5q. Originally, I think, was treated with erythroid stimulating agents as well. And those patients with deletion 5q actually have less likelihood to respond to erythroid stimulating agents or shorter duration. Some would skip immediately to use lenalidomide. The NCCN guidelines give that option. The studies were done after ESA failure, so we typically still give a short try of erythroid stimulating agents, then move to lenalidomide. As I mentioned earlier, 67% of those patients become transfusion independent, and half of them achieve cytogenetic response. So this patient did respond originally. He had a duration of response of around 2.5 years. The average on the studies had been around 3 years in the deletion 5q, and then lost the response. We learned later on also that there is a subset of those patients with deletion 5q, around 10 to 20%, that will harbor a P53 mutation. Originally, it will be at a low allele burden, but those patients are also less likely to respond to lenalidomide, or they are more likely to lose the response later on. So this patient lost the response to lenalidomide. The repeat bone marrows did not show evolution to higher risk MDS or AML, but he did have evidence of clonal evolution with a translocation 821 cytogenetic abnormality. He went on a hypomethylating agent. We have looked at use of hypomethylating agents after len failure, and the responses are similar in the range of 30 to 40% with a duration of a year or two. Then after that, he came to see us. We tried to go back on lenalidomide. We've looked in a small subset of patients that sometimes if we used a low-dose dex, similar to what we've done in myeloma on a weekly basis, maybe we can suppress that P53. We were able to restore responses in 5 out of 8 patients in a small trial we did. So we tried that. There was no success. The patient travels between here and New York, so he subsequently went on a study with an agent called imetelstat, which was actually presented at ASH in MDS and myelofibrosis as well. He had no response, and now he's just on best supportive care. He's getting iron chelation orally, and he's awaiting a clinical trial. We are going to be opening a clinical trial with an agent that targets an enzyme called PP2A, which is thought to be important in patients with deletion 5q. So it's for patients that have len failure del 5q. The study hopefully will open in a couple of months, and he's been on the waiting list to go on that study.
Yeah, I saw this imetelstat. I was trying to remember, what type of agent is that?
Imetelstat is actually a telomerase inhibitor. So it inhibits the telomerase activity. There were originally a couple of studies published in New England in patients with myelofibrosis and ET showing a promising activity for the drug. So there were randomized trials in myelofibrosis patients and in MDS. In the myelofibrosis patients, those patients that had Ruxo failure, there was a signal actually of improved survival compared to historical cohorts, and we don't know yet how the drug would be further developed. There were some responses, but modest in terms of spleen reduction and clinical improvement. In MDS also, there had been some responses reported in the range of 20%, 30% transfusion independence. However, it's not clear yet which subset of MDS patients would benefit most. So I think that's where the studies are going to be going next, in myelofibrosis, to explore who are the patients will have benefit from this treatment in terms of survival advantage. In MDS, who are the patients that will have more benefit in terms of transfusion independence.
What about luspatercept for this patient?
It could be an option. The current studies and the approval is going to be basically mostly for patients with ring sideroblast. This patient doesn't have the ring sideroblast. But from the original phase 1, phase 2 studies with luspatercept and sotatercept, we did observe responses in the non-deletion 5q. However, that would probably not be within the FDA label of the indication.